This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is now apologizing for referring to the 1998 impeachment of former President Bill Clinton as a partisan lynching. It comes hours after Biden was slamming President Trump for using the term lynching to describe the current impeachment inquiry of himself. A Pacific Gas and Electric spokesman says hundreds of thousands of Californians could soon be without power again for the next few days as part of an effort to reduce the risk of wildfires.
The Sierra Foothill portion or region of our service territory is expected to receive those dangerous winds at approximately 5 p.m. We plan, if forecasts remain consistent, to begin the de-energization sequence at approximately 2 p.m.
The winds could die down Friday and Saturday, but could come back on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence says U.S. troops in Syria are coming home. Pence spoke at a gala in Washington last night and said that a ceasefire he helped broker between Syria and Turkey has held, even though reports on the ground had said otherwise. President Trump has been broadly criticized for deciding to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. On Tuesday, Pence said the U.S. is communicating with the two sides in the hopes that a permanent ceasefire could soon take hold. Pence was also in an interview last evening talking about the impeachment inquiry that Democrats continue to champion.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election. I think the American people have had enough.
British police have a man in custody after finding a container truck loaded with 39 bodies. It was discovered this morning in Essex, 20 miles east of London. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you're on Obamacare, your rates will be dropping next year. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before his funeral. She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Loughern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it's another day, huh? And we're here together to talk about the things that matter in your life. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of it. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to bring on John Guandola right off the bat. John is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again, Bill.
Hey, always good. And we got lots to talk about, but I thought maybe just for a little bit of sidebar here, because we got to get into some serious stuff. The president the other day had really, it's kind of had it up to here. I think the American people are kind of having it up to here, too, with all this, you know, conspiracy stuff, all this collusion and quid pro quo and everything, and referred and kind of frustratingly referred to this deal as, you know, the attacks on his presidency as being, you know, a bit of a lynching. Well, oh my goodness, you use the L word and everybody is in such disdain and just shock and horror that some white guy would somehow use something that's supposed to be reserved just for black Americans. And interestingly enough, you know, this is what you have to love about the internet, is that there's really nothing new under the sun, and somebody has discovered back in 1998, Joe Biden, of all people, not his son Hunter, but Joe Biden himself, this was a quote regarding the Bill Clinton impeachment process. He says, "Even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching." So, again, we find ourselves where, you know, the Democrats have their use and abuse of the language, but God forbid that anybody, any conservative or Republican, would use the same language.
Well, that's right. I think it's just another example of the hypocrisy of the Marxist left, the Democrats. And I think Mr. Biden has given us a great example. I mean, what's good, obviously, we all know that the media is in the hip pocket of the Democrat Party because they're all part of the Marxist movement. And this, I just wasn't surprised. I just,
it's so ridiculous, comical. Because people, you know, most reasonable people, John, they took what President Trump had to say and his use of the word lynching, though, you know, even Republicans had to go, God, I wish he wouldn't have used that word. But you knew what he meant. It wasn't certainly anything that resembled and, you know, was, you know, akin to anything experienced by Black America. But yet, boy, you know, the sensitivity is because of the hatred towards Trump. Anytime, you know, any of his words can be scrutinized, well, here we go. And we go through all this exercise, which is just ridiculous. But then, you know, case in point, here's Joe Biden himself. But enough of that for, you know, but I just wanted to touch on that just to give us a little levity coming into this, because, I think this is where we are. We're taking ourselves way too seriously. And, you know, the country is reflecting, you know, the stress mood of the D.C. a bit. And I just say a bit because most reasonable people on Main Street, you know, kind of see this for what it is.
Well, I think that you got to remember, too, that this is a Democrat Party and a media that have colluded together, worked together to overthrow the presidency. This is a coup that we've been watching, and we shouldn't minimize that. So this little incident of just, you know, getting upset about a word, I think it's there's a lot more behind it. And although it appears ridiculous, what's behind it is they're trying to unseat a duly elected president. I think we as citizens need to keep that in mind.
Without a doubt. And I believe that the citizens are, and the Democrats are in. I mean, you know, for you who look at threat assessment, you're constantly looking forward to see, okay, where's the trajectory going here? And for me, you know, kind of channeling my John Guandolo, I got to tell you, John, I see the Democrats heading to an abyss, and there's so much inertia behind them because of the left wing of the party. They just cannot help themselves that they're going to crash and burn seriously. And what they will, I see, undoubtedly experience is a crash and burn of such epic proportions that it is going to take them several years, if not a decade, to recover because of the damage that they have done to themselves and the purported damage and yet to be, you know, solidly reported. I mean, there's a lot of indication that, as you say, I mean, we're saying an attempted coup. Well, I mean, that's a serious term. And this is exactly what has been going on. And more evidence is revealing that fact, John.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the point of what I'm saying is we have watched as they literally have tried to overthrow the president of the United States, the actions that they're taking, the words that they're using, the plotting and all that. When you look at how the system was used and how senior government officials used the system, lied under oath in some cases in order to get the FISA court application, for instance, going back to that, I mean, these are very serious things going on, and we have to understand this is my concern, as I shared with you the last time we spoke, is I don't see a sense of urgency in the Republican leadership, and I see very weak leadership with the exception of maybe a couple people besides the president, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I would agree, and I see more urgency coming from the Democrats, and maybe the Democrats, you know, see the danger better than the Republicans, because it's almost like there's two parallel paths here. You got the Democrats scrambling, you know, for impeachment because they know all hell's about ready to break loose. With John Durham and with Bill Barr going overseas, I mean, this is like one of those uh-oh moments for the Democrats. And I say the Democrats, I'm talking about the entire apparatchik of the deep state, the media, the Marxists that you refer to. And dare I say, because a lot has not been pointed, but you can't have all this happening without the knowledge and approval and endorsement of the White House. And I believe the tentacles we're going to find go directly to Barack Obama.
Well, yeah, I think he's the leader of this of this entire effort. But certainly, there's certainly indications that he is the guy running this show, and you've got him just this week showing up at the you know, George Soros fundraiser with Eric Holder.
Yes.
That should raise some very serious red flags. Yeah, so I think we're in a very dangerous time in our history. I think the war with the Marxists and the jihadis against the Republic is well underway. I heard a colleague of mine who's very savvy say, you know, President Trump is standing on Dunkirk, surrounded, and that's kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, I'd be curious if he even knows how bad it is, because it doesn't seem that he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, he called for help, you know, from his own party, that, you know, to your point, that they need to activate and be more aggressive. Lindsey Graham said he was going to be, and that's been the prevailing question here of late, John, is where's Lindsey Graham on all this? You know, you talk about the GOP. Where is their sense of urgency, and where is their pushback on all this? I mean, they're sitting there knocking on closed doors. Well, big deal. You know, there are other avenues of which we can attack here, and they seem to not want to do that. More from John Guandolo after this. Stay with
us. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the United States had to make room for a about a 20-mile DMZ area as they moved out of Syria and moving into Iraq. And Iraq is saying, look, we're going to give you 4 weeks to vacate the country. Meanwhile, you've got Putin and Erdogan striking a deal regarding Syria. John Guandolo continues with us. John, of course, the founder and president of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John, big picture here with all this going on. President Trump says, look, we got to bring our men and women home. We got to bring our military home. We don't need to be in these endless wars. And this was quite preemptive, some would say. Give us a perspective here, if you would.
Well, I want to just say right out of the gate that any action that the United States takes, if it's not taken inside a strategy to actually win the war, then my question is, what's the use of that action?
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, I've been asked quite a bit lately about this question. And, you know, my thought is, might as well bring our troops home, because we are taking military action which doesn't fit into any thoughtful strategy. Because it's not possible, because we have still not identified the enemy in this war.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep looking to groups like the Syrians or Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. They're the bad guys.
Yeah. And how about are the Kurds fully innocent in all this too, John, or are they infiltrated?
No, they're not innocent. And while there are groups of people, here's the way I like to explain it. You have to understand that this is a global Islamic movement. That's what they call it. That's what our enemy calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Islamic doctrine, which comes from the Quran and the example of the Prophet Muhammad, supports the actions, meaning the actions that Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and all these groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, are taking are lawful in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are saying these actions are radical and extreme, I would say extreme to what? To human perception?
Exactly.
Because they're not extreme in Islam. Mm-hmm. These are the behaviors that we saw while Muhammad was alive from him, and it's the behaviors we saw for hundreds of years, centuries. And I think the confusing part is that up through the 19th or 20th century, Islam did what it did at the end of a gun barrel and a sword. And so it was very easy when the Islamic armies would roll into an area and they'd rape women and kill the men and mm-hmm. take the children, that all of a sudden people would be like, oh, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the jihad in Europe and the United States has been rolled out for the last 30 years approximately is with men in suits and women
mm-hmm.
who portray themselves as friendly but who are not. And it's the greatest, in my opinion, it's the greatest military deception in the history of the world. Because our leaders believe that there's a version of Islam that calls for equality and love and peace, and there's not. That's just not true. It doesn't exist. It's never existed.
Well, and they've maintained, attuned to the Sharia law, and their ultimate goals here is they call it taqiyya, right? So they it's justified lying, in essence, is what they're able to, you know, get away with. And so they're playing the game. And all this on the heels, John, quite interesting. You talk about the perfect storm. When you have the globalization movement of the world right now, open borders, you know, and so here it is. It's like we've given open passage. I say we, I'm talking about the corporate world has given passage to this movement.
Well, that's right. And in, as it relates to Syria and as it relates to Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other places, when we look at the fact that the United States lost the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, despite the fact our military crushed the enemy on the battlefield, there should be a big, huge, you know, red flashing light, like pay attention, pay attention. Something's wrong. All these Islamic advisors in our government who have told us how to fight the war for the last 18 years, and we've lost. So obviously, whatever they're telling us isn't working. And the reason is they are directing our leaders right off the cliff. And that's exactly where they want us to be. And we continue to bring leaders of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood into the White House, even under this administration, and act as if they're, I mean, Secretary Pompeo is a great example. Absolutely duped, and I'm going to give him credit that he's just being duped. By the, you know, the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, by the Islamic community. This is just, it is astounding the level of incompetence in our government leadership. And so when it comes to Syria or whatever topic we want to talk about in here, until we identify the threat and create a strategy to win the war, then any action we take just isn't going to make sense, and it hasn't. You know, I was asked, I don't know if you remember, I was on your show shortly after President Trump, you know, started bombing ISIS about 4 or 5 months into his administration. And you asked me what I thought, and I said, I don't know. It's great that we're thinning the herd of the jihadis. That's always a good thing, but this is not, we're just bombing bad guys with no strategic thought to it.
And, you know, the president's had enough of this, and it's almost, in a way, I see his actions somewhat Lincoln-esque, because as you'll recall, in Abraham Lincoln's administration, he had all these, you know, the brain trust would have a specific unified perspective, and he would get their input and still say, I'm going to do it my way. You know, much to their shock and disdain, because he saw something different. And certainly, in this particular case, there's enough history to your point. You know, Donald Trump, you know, inherited this mess. And this has been going on for hundreds of years. They call it ancient hatred, these backyard battles that have been taking place in the Middle East. And as you say, there's no strategic end. We're just sitting there bombing people. And meanwhile, you know, stuck in Afghanistan for 19 years. I mean, trillions of dollars have been expended. And what do we get out of it? You know, we got people throwing potatoes and rocks at our servicemen as they leave town.
Well, that's right. And you just made a great point, is that we can't discern between friend or foe because we don't understand Sharia, which is not only what they seek to impose on the world, as you mentioned, it is the blueprint for how they fight the war. And when you understand that, then you can understand, well, how does Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or the Kurds fit into this? And then what about these groups like these guys or these guys, and how do we fit all that together? Well, if you don't understand Sharia and you don't understand Islam, you can't have a reasonable discussion about that. Are there places, are there people groups in the Islamic world that don't seek and they don't actively pursue warfare? Yes, but you need to know how that fits into this, because what they're doing isn't what Islam requires. And so you have to know that, to know then how to deal with them and determine whether they're legitimate, whether they're being honest with you or not.
Well, John, when you put the sword to their throat and they have a Muslim background and roots, they may say they're moderate, but when the sword is at their throat, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, history shows us that what they do is they will side with the jihadis. because it's either die, you know, die. Now, in some cases, like in Central Africa, we've seen Muslims stand by their pagan and Christian
exactly.
You know, neighbors who they've been living with forever.
John, we're running out of time. Look forward to having you back. John Guandolo here.
About MediShare, they have questions. Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? You answered no. You don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director. He's our man in Washington. Having all kinds of fun these days, huh, Bill?
It's a good time to be in Washington if you enjoy spectacle.
Yeah, I guess. There's plenty of that to go around, especially with all this nonstop impeachment, yellow brick road fighting windmills that we continue on at the people's expense.
Well, that's the only way to look at it, because when you get right down to it, when you look at what the Democrats are alleging, which, near as I can tell, their argument is that President Trump abused the powers of his office by threatening to leverage U.S. assistance to Ukraine in exchange for political favors from Ukraine. Okay, that's the charge.
Yes.
But when we look at the actual facts on the ground, I think Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal said it best. A couple weeks ago, she had a column where she pointed out that the Ukrainian government never knew that the military
exactly.
aid had been held up.
Right.
Now, and she points out, it's kind of hard to have a quo when the other side doesn't know that there's a quid pro quo, when the other side doesn't know that the money has been held up.
Yes.
What's your leverage?
It's lousy leverage in a proposition on its face, is it not?
Yeah, and not only did they not know that the aid was ever held up, but then the aid flowed through even though the Ukrainian government didn't do the favor that President Trump asked them to. So, again, then you've got a second way of saying, well, obviously there wasn't a quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. Not only did they not know, but they got the aid without doing the favor. So obviously there was not a link between doing the aid and or getting the aid and doing the favor. Mm-hmm. The aid flowed.
Yes. And let's talk about, you know, the question. I mean, the president's job one is national security. Is it not his responsibility to do what he can, because he already got beat up by the press when he somehow didn't have a mud wrestling contest at Helsinki with Putin over Russian interference. So the president asked a question about Ukrainian interference, because as things are being pulled back, I mean, this is like an onion skin experience, this whole thing. I mean, we haven't really gotten down to the bottom, but it's like one layer at a time is pulled back, and now we're realizing that we've been focusing so much on the Russians, but maybe ground zero was more Ukraine than Russia.
Well, you're absolutely right, and the Constitution is very clear on this. The Congress of the United States, when it comes to the conduct of foreign affairs, the Senate has the right to confirm a nominee for a cabinet position like Secretary of State, or they can confirm a nominee to be a U.S. ambassador. The U.S. ambassador is the representative of the United States government picked by the President of the United States. And the closest ambassadors, the ones who do the best jobs, are the ones who are known by their host country to be personal friends with the president.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got ambassadors all over the world. There's a couple dozen who are personal friends of the president who get to be ambassador to important countries, countries that we really care about our relationships with. Terry Branstad, the former four-term governor of Iowa, from America's heartland, the agricultural breadbasket, gets to go be U.S. ambassador to China. Why? Because China imports a ton of U.S. agricultural products. He's already got a relationship with the Chinese government. Now he's got a relationship with President Trump. He gets to be ambassador. The point is the Senate, not the House, but the Senate gets to confirm personnel that will be involved in the conduct of foreign policy. And both the House and the Senate get to appropriate funds for the armed forces of the United States. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Read the Constitution. That is the role of Congress when it comes to the conduct of foreign policy. They get to confirm appointees, and they get to appropriate money for the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines and the Coast Guard. The rest of it is left up to the president. The president determines the foreign policy of the United States. The president can have conversations with whoever he wants. The president can talk about whatever he wants on those conversations, what he's asked for. Again, they allege that it was wrong of him to try to tie military aid to a favor that they think or they say would have impacted on the president's political fortunes. Well, first off, again, I love the whole bit about the whistleblower. You know, originally, if you recall, Adam Schiff, the Democrat chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said that we're going to get the whistleblower. I've already made arrangements to have the whistleblower testify. Mm-hmm. And then we found out, wait a minute, it turns out the whistleblower had contact with the House Intelligence Committee staff, which
exactly.
Adam Schiff had explicitly denied mm-hmm. in multiple places. He's, no, we have no idea who this guy is. Well, it turns out they did know who the guy was. And the guy lied to the inspector general when he said that he had had no contact with the Intelligence Committee, when he had had contact with the Intelligence Committee. So now Schiff doesn't want the Republicans to be able to ask questions of this guy, and now Schiff is saying, oh, we don't need his testimony after all. We've got the underlying document. We've got the record of the phone call. Well, okay, if we're now not worried about the whistleblower, who it turns out is a Democrat who has some kind of a relationship with one of the Democratic candidates for president in 2020. I think it may be
Joe Biden.
Former professional working relationship with Joe Biden. I think you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. I think that's who we're talking about.
Right.
But we're not sure. We're not sure. So we'll acknowledge that. We're not sure. But now we don't need to have him testify. And the reason we don't need to have him testify is because if he comes in to testify, then Republicans are going to get to ask him questions. Exactly. You don't want the Republicans to be able to ask questions. God forbid. No, that would get in the way of what we're actually trying to do here.
Well, when did the Whistleblower Act?
A mess.
Yeah, when did the Whistleblower Act protect anonymity for a whistleblower?
Well, this is the Democrats are great. Well, look, I'm an observer for Tea Party Patriots. You referenced me as our man in Washington. That's because for years I've been reporting from behind enemy lines. I am here in the center of the swamp, reporting back to the American heartland on the conditions and what happens here in this foreign capital, where they have strange customs and strange traditions, where both parties, and I got to knock the Republicans for this, too. The Democrats aren't the only ones who do it. The Republicans do it, too. Both of them have demonstrated historically that they're really good at arguing either side of an issue, depending on which side of the issue is to their political advantage at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats used to believe that you can't have whistleblowers, that everybody needs to make their allegations in public so that we can do our own investigation on the credibility of the person making the charge. But now that this time it doesn't serve their interests, and that was their position just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
They wanted to have the whistleblower testify, but we're going to protect him. But they wanted to have him testify because he was a professional who didn't have a partisan political interest. And that, therefore, they believed that that made his charge more credible, that it would be given more validity by the American people because he didn't have a dog in that fight. But now it turns out he does have a dog in that fight, and now the Democrats are saying, oh, we don't need to hear from him after all, because now we've got the underlying document to look at. We've got the record of the phone call. And I'm thinking, well, fine, I agree with that, actually. If the whole point of the whistleblower was simply to point to that phone call, and the president did something extraordinary, which was to actually release the U.S. government record of a phone call with a foreign head of government, which is never done.
Exactly.
This is
a dangerous president.
The president, in his desire for transparency, he has gone above and beyond. And let me tell you something. The Congress could have subpoenaed the record of that phone call, and there is no judge in the United States, not even an Obama-appointed judge, would have told the White House that they had to hand over the transcript of that phone call. Even every, no matter how liberal, would recognize the right of the President of the United States to maintain the secrecy, the confidentiality of the phone calls that he has with foreign leaders for obvious reasons.
Exactly.
Nevertheless, President Trump, in his desire to be transparent, said, you want the record? Here's the record. Take a look at it. You'll see it's a perfect phone call. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Just a few days after that, he had a meeting at the United Nations with President Zelensky, the guy he was on the phone with in the record of that phone call. And Zelensky told the reporters, hey, I didn't feel any pressure in that phone call. Look at the phone call transcript. Where's the pressure? There's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good conversation. And yet the Democrats have convinced themselves that this is the smoking gun.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's absolutely insane. Bill Pascoe is with us, and we're going to continue our conversation right after this. Stay with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has 3 key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 1-800-878-2138 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bill Pasco from the Tea Party Patriots continues with us. He's a Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund political director. You know, Bill, as you were saying before we went to break here, the Democrats said, look, we don't need the whistleblower. Okay, we've got the document. All right, the document gives you as good of a, I guess it's a strong summary by D.C. standards of a actual phone call and conversation. All right, so you don't need the whistleblower, but the whistleblower has testified. He has given a report to Congress that Adam Schiff has. All right, well, let's compare what the whistleblower says and what the document says, put it side by side. We don't need to be spending a lot of money and distracting and wasting a lot of time over this. To me, it's clear cut. Either there was an offense there, there's an obvious quid pro quo, or there wasn't. To me, I guess if you go in and your worldview is you hate Donald Trump, and no matter what he does, including breathing, that's a reason for him to be impeached. Then you're going to find something in this document, as you found something with Mick Mulvaney's presser last week. So it's just never ending with the Trump haters. But let's throw reason outside the door and let's close the doors and have all these secret meetings and see if we can find a there.
Well, let's go a little bit beyond, just a little bit beyond the whistleblower. The next circle beyond the whistleblower, of course, is the reporters who mm-hmm. reported on the whistleblower. And if you will recall, before we actually had the whistleblower's letter released, what was reported, the first thing that was reported was that there's a whistleblower who has filed a complaint that alleges that President Trump offered a bribe. That was the very first report that I saw. Offered a bribe. Okay, offered a bribe. Keep that in the back of your mind. The next day, they turned it around. And rather than the whistleblower alleging that President Trump had offered a bribe to the Ukrainian president, now it was President Trump has threatened to withhold aid. Okay, so we've gone to, from a bribe, offering money, to extortion, threatening to take money or keep money away. Okay, then we actually get the release of the transcript. Oh, and by the way, he mentioned Joe Biden eight times.
Yeah, right.
That was reported as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we actually, lo and behold, we get to see something that we'd never get to see, which is the record. And that's the official record. And let's take a second to talk about the official record. Why is this not a verbatim transcript? It's not a verbatim transcript for the simple reason that we no longer have recording devices in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
There was a history of recording devices in the White House that got a couple of presidents in trouble. Lyndon Johnson had a system in the White House. In the wake of his death, historians have gone into those recordings and looked at transcripts, and it's amazing the topics of conversation and the language that Lyndon Johnson used. If that had been released while he was president, he may have had the same trouble that fell upon the next president, the guy who replaced him, Richard Nixon. You know what? They haven't had a taping system in the White House since Nixon left the White House. So, for obvious reasons, somebody decided a long time ago, recording conversations in the Oval Office or recording the President of the United States, not a good idea. So instead, what we do, when the president is on an important phone call, like with the leader of a foreign nation, and we need to keep a record, they've actually got people who are like court reporters, who have headphones on, they're sitting in the Situation Room, and they're typing up the conversation as it's taking place.
And the president, by the way, is aware that this is taking place.
Yes, of course. Right. The president knows that there are dozens of people, literally dozens of people listening on his side. He assumes that there are dozens of people listening on the other side. Okay, so that's why we don't have a verbatim transcript. But that record of the phone call that we saw is as close to verbatim as it can be, because there's several people who are typing this up at the same time. And then when the phone call is over, they all get together and they compare their notes. And if there was any part of the conversation where the words came out too fast or somebody didn't catch everything, that's okay. They've got multiple backups.
Right.
So what we're looking at is the official transcript of the official record of the phone call. And in that record of the phone call, first off, the favor, the key words, I want you to do us a favor, though, that comes relatively early in the phone call. And then what follows doesn't say anything about the Bidens. The favor is, I'd like you, you know, we have a history with Ukraine, and I'd like you to get to the bottom of this whole server thing, because the president seems to think that the Democratic National Committee server, the email server that was hacked way back in 2016, where the intelligence community of the United States said it was Russians who hacked that system, the president seems to think that it may have been Ukrainians who hacked the system. Mm-hmm. He also seems to think that the server physically, somehow or other, may be located geographically in Ukraine. So he's asking for help. The point is, he's looking back to 2016. He's got an ongoing investigation by the Attorney General, who's got a U.S. attorney out of Connecticut, who's trying to figure out what were the origins of the whole Russia collusion narrative.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So he's asking the leader of a foreign country for help with an ongoing Justice Department investigation. I'm thinking, wow, that's not even a favor, really.
Yeah.
Certainly not a favor that could be said to help his political prospects. It's a favor looking back to 2016. How is it that we had this whole thing launched in the first place that spent 22 months of his presidency distracting him, tying him up, weakening him in the conduct of his foreign policy with other nations? So
exactly.
He's interested in that. Then later, at the end of the conversation, he mentions, oh, and by the way, it'd be helpful if you could look into that whole prosecution thing with Biden, because, you know, Biden and his son, he literally mentions the name Biden three times, not eight times, not nine times, three times over the course of two sentences in a conversation that took 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this thinking, wow, talk about being disappointed. The expectation, the buildup was so great that I thought, this guy's going to get nailed. The Democrats are absolutely sure that they got him on this. And
right.
The transcript came out, and I just started laughing to myself. Okay, nothing to see here. Move along.
Right.
But Democrats are convinced. They're absolutely convinced that they've got him dead rights. And I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were convinced they had him dead to rights on the original Russian investigation. And, right. You know, words like, well, this is worse than Watergate. And I'm thinking, how upside down is this, Bill? I mean, here with Watergate, you definitely had a president obstructing justice in the process. And here you have the next president, Trump, that he was the one that was attacked, and now he's the one accused because he truly is the victim on all this. I mean, how upside down can you get?
Am I missing something here? No, you're not. That's why I said this is a great time to be in Washington if you enjoy spectacle.
Right.
Because this is bread and circuses. The Democrats, and we've got to go back to the foundational statement. Remember, you know, Nancy Pelosi has not held a vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry. We know that, but.
And we know why.
And we know why. But keep in mind, there have been three votes so far. There were two votes in the 115th Congress, and there's one vote in the 116th in the current Congress. So three votes total over the last 2.5 years to impeach the president. Articles of impeachment have already been voted on in the House, mm-hmm. and each time they have failed miserably. So let's go to the foundational statement, which was Al Green, Democrat congressman from Texas, the one who offered those articles of impeachment. Why did he offer the articles of impeachment? Because he said, I'm scared that if we don't impeach him, he will win re-election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Democrats. This is the Democrats' version of an insurance plan, similar to what Stroke and Page were talking about, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. I watched that debate last week. 12 Democrats up on stage, and I keep looking. I haven't found one yet. I don't see anybody on stage that I believe could defeat President Trump running for re-election. There's a story in the New York Times today about major Democratic donors. Here we are in late October of the year. We're 4 months away from votes being cast mm-hmm. to actually select the Democratic nominee, and major Democratic donors are so disappointed in the current crop of candidates. They've all come to the same conclusion I have, which is there's nobody up on that stage who can defeat Donald Trump. They're looking for somebody else to get in. Is it going to be Mike Bloomberg thinking twice about it? Is it going to be John Kerry, who was their nominee in 2004?
How about Hillary?
Hillary Clinton. Maybe it's Hillary Clinton. Maybe, and this is what they really hope. They're hoping against hope that Michelle Obama will wake up one morning and decide, you know, Barack, it's time for me to put my hat in the ring.
Yeah, we're going to go save the country. We've got a country to save.
That's it. So the Democrats are in serious trouble. Their candidates don't look like they could even make the race competitive, frankly, against Donald Trump. And that's why they're so determined. They know the only way they get him out of office is by impeaching him.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, Bill, as you brought on in the first segment, that is that we have this other investigation taking place. It's almost like we've got two parallel paths here that's going on. One is the rush to impeachment by the Democrats, and you wonder why they're, you know, in part because they hate Trump. I think the other part is that they're going to get exposed big time. What Bill Barr, what John Durham and others are doing by extending this investigation, you know, to include, France, Australia, the Ukraine, Russia. I mean, they are shaking in their boots. And this is going to go all the way up to the hierarchy of the previous administration. There's no way all these shenanigans can take place without the former president's, his signature being on it. Well, we got to leave it there, and we'll leave that for you to ponder, ladies and gentlemen. And we're grateful for Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, being with us. Bill, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. Take care.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. herself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers.